The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh my gosh, I know it's early, but this morning I'm walking around the studio, just, you know, different people in the hallway. All anybody can talk about is basketball. What is going on? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
The Final Four. Yeah, that's what they call it. This is, I've learned quite a bit in the past couple of days, and all Automatic wants to do is watch basketball. So it's U of H, Duke.
Yep. Auburn. And
Mississippi.
The other number one seed.
I don't know. Who is it? Who's the last one?
It's Florida.
Okay. All right. Well, what? I took a guess. I just keep thinking about how proud the parents of these young men must be.
Yeah.
All of the practices they took them to. All the sacrifices, the travel teams, the work that these young men put in from the time they were little boys to now. Even if they don't win, they're the elite of the class. You know, these are the big dogs right here.
There it is, dude. It's one of the biggest sports, one of the biggest events in sports.
Oh, yeah, most today, watched. Period. I was just reading, like, ratings for this is, they're through the roof, and this weekend is going to be absolutely insane. I can't even imagine winning something like this, just experiencing this.
It takes me back to sixth grade, elementary.
What?
We won the city championships, 24-0 that season.
Whoa, wow, DJ Automatic, 24-0, what?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing times. I mean, we were stacked. We had the best team. So a lot of the guys ended up playing, some of them played Division I basketball, but the best player on our team was this dude, Juan Gonzalez. And Juan Gonzalez was a very, like, he was the most mysterious man you'll ever see. And
man, you're in sixth grade.
He was a man in sixth grade, Dan. And he just disappeared after we won the championship. I swear I never saw him at school ever again. The next time I saw him, do you remember that TV show, Jenny Jones?
Oh.
Yeah, way back in the
day. It was like a daytime television show.
Yes.
He was on Jenny Jones as a gang member.
No.
And then I saw him a couple years later, and he was back on the show as a reformed gang member.
Oh, he was back. They were okay. He had counseling. Jenny Jones fixed him.
But I'm telling you, Juan Gonzalez could have gone to the NBA if he had the right path.
He shouldn't have joined a gang. Do you remember the moment that you won? Were your parents there in the gymnasium when the confetti starts falling and the trophy comes out?
You know, elementary school city championship, they don't really have confetti there, but my parents were very proud. I remember everyone went on the court and there was a big celebration, and yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, nowhere near the Final Four, but as a sixth grader, I didn't know any better, so I felt that was my Final Four.
Oh, did you get your name and picture in the newspaper?
Oh, yeah, we got the trophies, we got names in the newspaper, all that stuff. It was amazing. We were on TV, it was great.
So you kind of know how all of the players in the Final Four feel right now.
Yeah, similar.
Similar.
National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are celebrating foolery and practical jokes. This is going back to the 16th century in France. It is April Fool's Day, everybody.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, my God. How are we celebrating? Anthony?
My favorite way to do it is with the annual April Fool's Parade, which takes place every year in New York City. And this year, they're saying it's going to be led by The Rock and the President. So be sure to lock it in this afternoon.
At noon.
Yes,
okay,
at noon.
We're actually going to go live at Dana Cortez and at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us now. It's the first ever April Fool's Parade.
Yep.
Today at noon. Be sure and listen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to tell you about my friend Jenny, who met her husband online on a dating app. So Automatic, Anthony A, you know her very well. She's a lovely person. She is a boss too, by the way. She's an executive. So for her, she was always weird about protecting herself. You know, she had to make sure that the person that she was with is going to support her, love her, understand. She works a lot of hours. She was out late and she went through a lot of bad dates. She was like, man, this is just not going well. But she never gave up. And that's why she ended up meeting Kyle. And I think it was her third date, she invited us to go meet him.
And she told me straight up, I'm going to marry this guy.
She knew it. We all went to dinner. I knew she liked him, though, because she invited all of us. She wanted her friends there to meet him and kind of feel him out and get that cosign. I loved him right away. They're married. They have two beautiful daughters. And they've been together for 8 years now.
And do you know what dating app they met on?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was Bumble.
Mm. It was. Yeah. It was Bumble. It was Bumble that they met.
Because I remember thinking, I was like, wow, it worked out.
But she was on all of them. She was like, I'm putting it out there because she wanted to find somebody. She knew what she wanted and she wasn't afraid
to say
it.
She took an executive approach to her dating
life. She did.
Which when she explained it to me, I thought it was kind of weird, but
it's not weird.
It worked out.
You got to be able to say what you want out loud. And if you don't want to be alone and you want to get married, say it.
Yeah, and put your red flags on a spreadsheet. It's all good. There it is. It'll work out.
I guarantee you she had a spreadsheet.
Everybody has red flags. You just have to make sure that the person you're with, that you're meshing with, has red flags so they fit together like a little puzzle.
There you go.
Like Automatic and I both have red flags, but he does his thing, I do my thing, and it all comes together cohesively.
Yeah.
Right? We have T on the line right now. T, are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single.
Are you looking?
Yes.
You are looking. Okay. Are you on dating apps or are you trying to do it the old-fashioned way?
Both.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
What's been your experience with dating apps so far? Is it good, bad?
If you find anything, it'll be a friend.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Any kind of companionship is good, right?
I'm not interested in the finding friends on the app, though. That's what it really is crazy. It's like, okay, this person is cool, but not somebody that...
Got
you want to date.
Because I have a friend who's newly single, and she's about to start. She's like asking me, should I get into dating apps? I don't know. What would you tell her? Like, what would you advise a woman who just got out of a relationship and she's thinking about getting on the dating apps?
Well, first of all, when you just get out of a relationship, you have to heal from that before you move on to the next.
I was about to say, how long has she been out of the relationship?
Yeah. But if you're going to use the dating app, I really think that it's good to know what you're looking for. I think a lot of people dating don't really know what they want in dating.
What are you looking for?
I've been single for a long time. I'm looking for my husband, my forever person.
Let's go. Let's go. Say it. Manifest it. Make it happen.
That's right.
I love that you're strong in yourself that you can say that.
Absolutely.
If you're not ready to say what you actually want, you're probably not ready for the relationship. It is okay to say, I don't want to be alone. I'm ready for my next step in life. I'm ready to get married and be that person.
I wasted way too many years trying to be with one person at a time. So I am literally like, okay, if this is what I know is not what I want, it's time to move on to the next.
That's right.
I don't waste time anymore. I learned a lesson from that.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Call us back every day. Okay.
Beautiful day.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
I think this is a conversation that we should continue. Maybe not today, but honestly, I think there's a lot of people who've had successful stories and it could help.
Hold on. We have a guy in the room, Anthony A here, who's on the dating apps.
You know what I want to do for the wrap up today? Should I pitch you guys my opening lines that I use on Bumble and you guys could answer? You guys could have. You could
in the
answer.
9 a.m. hour?
In the 9 a.m. hour. Let's do the wrap up.
Opening
now.
See if you could land me on
Bumble.
See if y'all
see
like
can
my
woo DJ
see
automatic.
If you guys like my opening lines. I think they're good. I think my opening lines are good.
Okay,
all right.
Share your stories. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I walked into the gym. I'm back at it again. And the second I open the door, I look to the right. There's a woman on the elliptical, and she just looks so amazing that I felt frumpy. Ooh. The second I walked in there, well, she didn't even mean to look good. She just did. And I was just not feeling myself after that. I felt insecure, short, and...
bloated?
No. Uncoordinated, Anthony?
Oh, uncoordinated. That's why I feel...
Nah, I was a little bloated. It was that time of the week. But it had nothing to do with the clothing I was wearing. And she didn't even try. She had on sneakers, regular Nikes. She had on leggings and like a crop top. And she had a tattoo on her right arm. And she was sweating. She just looked good. And that's not me at the gym. And it just bothered me because I took a picture of myself because I looked so bad. I had this long shirt on, baggy warm-ups. Socks, they're Jordan socks, but they were yellow. I don't know why. Black and white. Now, I mean, I'm talking just, I looked bad. And I know she thought it. I know she thought it. But I'm still getting my workout. I'm doing my thing. I don't have matching clothes.
Oh,
for
the
gym.
The matching workout sets.
Jesse, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I get jealous every time I see it at the gym, but you know what you're wearing is someone's cup of tea. Well, someone's looking at you going,
it's my
girl.
Cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. It's just automatic. It's just automatic.
Do a
cup of tea.
Spin, baby.
It's just automatic's cup of tea. Nobody else drinks
and
this
tea. You know what, Dana? You can't get jealous of certain people because certain people are just genetically gifted. And when you go in and when you walk in that gym, you just have to come to the realization that our family's not built like that.
Yeah.
And we're okay with it.
You're right. I'm not areas. One of them. Thanks there. I'm bitter tea. I'm bitter tea is what he's telling me. And you know what? He likes my bitter tea. You're right, though, but the matching clothes, I don't have matching like lingerie.
Because it's expensive.
Jesse, thank you. I'm sorry, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, you catch me on Amazon Basics.
Girl, tell me about the Amazon Basics.
For that?
My Nordstrom Rack.
Yes!
Honey.
The red Texel.
Yes, exactly.
And you know what's even worse is when the hot person at the gym is also nice.
Anthony, I don't even talk to those people. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know that you're hot and nice.
God, really?
Because then
really?
We have to be friends and I got to be in public with you. You can't go to the club with me. No. No. That's just not happening. But I'm glad that Otto does like my tea. And I like that you mentioned that, yeah, Jesse.
That's it.
Because I don't think anybody at that gym liked my tea.
That's not true. I think every girl, well, I should say person, when you go to the gym, you get insecure because you start comparing yourself to everyone
else. I can't help it, Jesse.
Everyone does it, but you got to know that there's someone else who's looking at you going, dang, I wish I had body built like that.
Well, nobody was wanting my clothes.
No one saw your body, I'm sure, because that long t-shirt was covering.
No one's wrong, girl.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cardi B says Offset is threatening her life, and we actually have audio of her discussing this. I'm going to play it for you right now, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Randy Orton and Logan Paul celebrating their birthday.
All right, so Cardi B got a little serious when speaking about husband, Offset. Remember, they're still married. She claims that he's not only threatening his own life, but he's threatening her as well. Take a listen.
This guy is upset because I sent his girlfriend text messages of him begging me, saying he was going to take away his life, begging me, saying he's going to take away my life. He's mad about that. Mind you, this man sent text messages to somebody that I was dealing with me and him having sex. That's the type of shit I've been dealing with.
So allegedly, her and Offset used to record themselves, and those things were sent to Stefan Diggs. And she said, yeah, I'm like, but what I really heard there, though, what struck me is him threatening her and threatening himself, because it's not funny. And it's not a
joke. No, he's obviously going through it if he's sending out videos like that to her boyfriend.
Well, he probably should have thought about that the many times he stepped out on her. She forgave him. She's done. When a woman's fed up, it really is over. And that's how Cardi sounds. She was in love with this man. She really was. And more importantly, she wanted to keep her family together. Her kids are the most important thing in her life. She's over here posting cooking videos with Culture and Wave, and she's got the baby in the background. Like, those kids are her world. And she wanted them to have their father in the house every day. Now, he didn't want that, evidently. Now he's here, now he's sad, but I want to let her know it's very dangerous. My mother was in a relationship with somebody who was abusive, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it. Now, she got out. Thank goodness. But he went back to his ex. He was with her. He kept threatening her. She finally got sick of the abuse. She left, moved in with her mom. And one day he showed up to the house and he knocked on the door and he took her life and then he took his own. And no one ever expected it to get that far because he'd been crying wolf. He'd been saying these things for so long. And then one day he snapped and it actually happened. Cardi needs to take care of herself. This is real serious right now.
Yeah, to each their own, because they both keep continuously throwing crazy shots at each other. Where I remember back when Offset accused her of sleeping with somebody while she was pregnant, I think she literally said, I hope he gets hit by a truck. So this is not healthy for either one of them.
And it's not healthy for their kids
at all.
And just to let you know, she said, I didn't say I wanted him to die. I said he just wanted it. I wanted him to get hit by a truck.
Regardless, so, but I mean,
no, yeah. It's not healthy. It's not. But
it's two wrongs don't make a right.
They don't.
They're both wrong in this situation.
You're right. But this is too much. And y'all are trying to blame Cardi being sick of him. Like, it's her fault that he cheated.
I'm not trying to blame anybody.
No, that's how this always gets turned around, though. This woman is being threatened to be killed. He's telling her he's going to take her life. And it's like, well, she said the truck thing. You're right. She did.
That wasn't my intent. I wasn't dismissing anything. I'm just saying facts are facts. She said that.
She did. After he cheated over and over and over.
Yeah, and it's just a sign to how quick things can escalate. And, you know, now it's like you wish you could take all those mean things back. That
I wish they could have worked. Yeah. I wish they could have worked out.
But I'm not on the side of saying that Cardi B should... she's in no fault for what's going on right now. No, not at all. It's just things escalate and people go through this all the time and it's a sad thing and it's not normal and it's heartbreaking for their kids.
Anthony, you're right. It's not normal. If you're in this kind of situation, get out, because you certainly don't want your children to be in this situation, and kids don't do what we say. They do what we do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to talk about Justin Bieber's meltdown this past weekend. It's been going on now for a couple of days. And I mean, he went on a crazy posting, I don't even know what to call it, over the weekend. Posted pictures of his baby, posted pictures of himself looking rather down. He's kind of sending subliminal shots to Benny Blanco, posting a photo of himself with the old Tupac diss record, Hit Him Up, behind him. Now, you'll have to do your Googles and listen to the beginning of that, but I really think he's talking to Benny Blanco. He's not happy that Selena Gomez is getting married.
Oh, I mean, she's the one who got away. That's the girl that got away. I mean, Justin Bieber had the choice of any woman in the world. He wanted Selena, and now he can't have her because his ex-best friend is going to marry her. Imagine what's going on in his mind right now. Of course he's drinking.
Automatic, I do agree with you. Anthony, I finally got to see some of what you were talking about in the way he treats Hailey Bieber.
Oh, in the documentary? Yeah.
So Selena Gomez always said that he was mean to her, that he was rude and he was emotionally abusive and nobody ever believed it. Well, now we're seeing it kind of play out with him and his wife.
I think I knew the moment that when Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco came out with that joint album and they made, you know, subliminal songs about him. I thought this reaction from him was going to be a little bit sooner. But it kind of makes sense, in my opinion, once he started doing it. Now, do I think it's good behavior? And should you conduct yourself on the internet like that? No, not at all. But I saw this coming from him, for sure.
But he's losing it. Well, he's married. He has another life, another wife, or a wife, rather, and a son. For him to be losing it like this over something that's, what, 7 years old? This is they haven't been together years.
They just put out the songs that talk about him.
If you're over it, you don't care. He's not over it. Obviously, he's not over it. You could put out whatever you want about me, one of my exes.
Do you think we're going to get a Justin Bieber diss song to Selena and Benny?
I think so. I think you're going to get that next Justin Bieber album, you know. But first and foremost, his mental well-being is top of the mind. But yes, I think that next album is going to be, I'll have a lot of artistic inspiration.
I'm telling you right now, if he does this, that's bigger than Drake and Kendrick.
You think so, Automatic? You think Benny Blanco versus Justin Bieber, bigger beef?
Well, no, I think it's Justin Bieber versus Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, because he's going for both of them at this point.
He looks sad. He looks disheveled. He looks distraught. Now, since he's gotten rid of his Instagram, just scrubbed the whole thing, you can't see the videos anymore, but we kept one up at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Go check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The only thing better than a burrito is a free burrito.
Hello.
Automatic's going to give us all the details in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show? What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, so this tax return filing season is quite possibly the last time you get to send payments via a check to the IRS. And the last time you'll receive a check on paper. So most of us do pay online. Like, I pay online, but there are times when there is a discrepancy in our tax paperwork. And I try to pay online and it doesn't work. And so I call the IRS, and after 12 hours of waiting on hold, somebody will get on the phone and say, you're going to have to mail us a check. Now what am I going to do? Because their system,
what are they
going to
do with the people that don't have computers and don't have the internet? And some people don't even have a bank. Well, I guess you have to have a bank. Well, you don't have to.
No,
have
you
a
don't. Bank, yeah. No, Automatic, you know what? People just have to stop being poor, according to this administration. God dang it, stop being poor.
Yeah.
This makes me so angry for people who live in areas where there is no internet, rural communities. It makes me angry for our Native American friends who live on the res. They ain't no Wi-Fi.
How about the elderly that just don't know how to work the internet?
I don't know. I can just hope that since it's an executive order, it won't really happen. We'll see. We'll see if Congress really cares about the people. I'll follow the story as it develops. In the meantime, DJ Automatic, food news.
Chipotle is going to give us buy one, get one free burritos. All you have to do is go to unlockburritoday.com and guess what's inside the burrito. If you guess what's inside that burrito, you get a code for a free burrito after you buy one.
What you want in your burrito, Automatic?
Oh, I'm doing chicken, rice, pinto beans, salsa, and guacamole.
You know you're not getting, that's not it, because they ain't putting no guacamole in a free burrito.
Nope.
Guacamole prices just went way up.
I'm here.
I don't like their burritos. I don't like their tortillas.
Oh, okay.
I like the burrito bowls. Those are really good, but and it's just not Chipotle, because you know I love Chipotle. I just can't rock with fake tortillas in general.
I think it's more of like a wrap situation. Are you biting into a thing the size of a softball? Yeah, you are. Is it folded right? I don't know.
Who knows? Anthony, you don't want to talk about tortillas like this because you put yours in a microwave. So I can't even have this discussion with you. What do we have for National Day?
Let's see. We will start off with National Sourdough Bread Day.
Oh my gosh, I've been trying to learn to make this.
But I'm a fan of the current trend.
It has to ferment, and it takes like 7 to 14 days, and I just don't know how to do it, so I have to buy my sourdough bread.
Oh.
There's this whole thing on TikTok. There's this whole movement.
Yeah, what is the deal with every woman on TikTok is making sourdough bread?
Well, it's not every woman, because I can't figure it out, Automatic. I'm following these ladies, and they make it look easy, and I've just come to the conclusion I have to buy the bread from them.
Yeah, that's because you're over here being a tortilla dictator. So, yeah, it makes sense. But, you know, I would say, ladies, if you want to, you know, show a good side, too, I would upload your perfectly fine sourdough bread to your dating profile. That always makes me want to swipe.
You know what? With a little butter on there, mm-hmm. Let's go. Hello.
All right, we're going to rattle on next to National 1 Cent Day.
Didn't they cancel it? Didn't Trump cancel that too?
It's on its way out. Yeah, it's on its way out. We're going to be a nickel country only. And we'll wrap it up on a day of foolery. It's National April Fool's Day, everybody.
Hey, you got to celebrate with us too, Anthony. Let's talk about it.
Yes, this is actually a global holiday that historians say goes back to the 16th century when France updated their calendar and some people didn't want to buy into the new calendar system. So therefore, they were being fooled thinking it was the old New Year's. And I do like the tradition, though, of the big April Fool's parade that happens
every year. It's so huge.
Yes, this year they're supposed to have The Rock, President, and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's supposed to be a part of it as well, too.
Okay, so we're actually going to showcase the parade on our Instagram, at Dana Cortez Show, and our Facebook, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. I haven't pushed Facebook in a long time. We'll go live with the parade in 3 hours. Follow us now so you can get a good seat.
The official April Fool's Parade.
Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our good friend T called radio station. She's single. I asked her, you know, what are you doing? Are you on the dating apps, real life? She said both. And then I said, what are you looking for on these dating apps? And here's what she said.
I've been single for a long time. I'm looking for my husband.
She wants a husband. She wants to get married. That's what you have to do. You have to let people know up front what it is you want. You can't pussyfoot around. This is real life with grown-ups here.
I really appreciate the honesty. I do. And I understand the intent, and I think I wish her the best in her pursuit. But I also wonder if you're kind of showing your hand too soon.
Why?
Too forthcoming
in it, right?
Because why do you say that?
Because it could scare men away when you're like, I want a man. I want to be married. I want to have children. It just feels like, dang, that's a lot of pressure.
You mean telling the truth?
But
what does anybody? Is that what you?
We're still trying to get your know. I need to meet your representative. Nobody wants to meet the real person right away.
It's going
to
weed out a lot of people.
It's going to weed out, but then it's also
the majority of men.
No, but also,
I think it's a big insight for a person who's like, if they're just out there trying to, you know, to quote the movie Jerry Maguire, if he's trying to shoplift the booty, I'm going to be able to manipulate you now because I know what your end goal is. So I can take you on this first date, and I could tell you, oh yeah, I want to get married.
Everything she wants to hear. Yeah.
Everything she wants to hear is right there.
Either way, you could say it or not. At least I know.
I get it. But on a profile, though, you could look at a person's dating app and say, oh, they're into this, they're into that, they're into this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and game you right now. I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear. I'm going to run your profile through
chat. But couldn't you do that either way?
No, not without.
You're not giving that information.
Yeah, not when you're meeting somebody in the public. You don't have that option. So I wish this caller the best in her dating pursuit, but I wonder if she should maybe just say, hey, I'm looking for something casual. And if it opens up, then it develops.
She's probably been dating a lot of frogs. You know, she's looking for the prince. She's done with all of
can give too much too soon.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Telling her, as a man who's on dating apps, girl, change your preferences. You're going to have a better go.
Anthony, if you match with her, you guys go on a date, what would you say to her?
I'm not matching with her because I can see off top that her interests are to get married. I'm like, oh, that's not what I'm here
for. You're not, not
so
for
that
you.
Is a benefit of dating. I try to operate as honest as I can. So yeah, I would remove that. Now,
what's your first line? You're trying to woo DJ Automatic here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Are you going
to
woo me?
Swipe left on the mirror, girl, and if I see Automatic on a dating app,
you better come with your A game.
I know he's looking for a fun time, not a long time. You dig?
Good time here for a good time.
I was looking at Automatic's profile and I was trying to break the ice with DJ Automatic. I'll start off with something a little random. I'll go with this one. All right, Automatic. I'll type in, what's your second favorite holiday?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah. Now, I feel like
I think that would be a match because Anthony's birthday's on Christmas, so he's going to like you right away.
There it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
my second favorite holiday is 4th of July.
Oh!
So I just feel like the second holiday, that's like some insight to personality.
Okay.
Interesting.
Otto's dark.
I'm interested.
Now this is going somewhere. My second question I'll give you, DJ Automatic, is if there's three music artists to describe your personality, what three music artists would they be?
I'm already sold, okay? I'm basically, you know, just white meat at this point. I'm juicy and wet.
Who are the three music artists?
I can't even name them because I'm already ready to drop pants. He likes music too that much? He cares what I like?
You want to get married.
Wait till I give Automatic candy corn. Oh, it's going to be over. God. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, dude.
Don't ever do that to me again.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.